A. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
Inside the Dugout is being brought to you by Hobron's Insurance of Millersburg.
Who handles your life insurance? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service, and this is a very important question to answer for your family in case something were to happen to you. Life insurance needs analysis, and when trying to decide how much life insurance you should have for loans, personal income, and final expenses, it helps to have the advice from someone you can trust. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we can make sure that your family can handle your financial obligations if the unexpected were to happen. For your life insurance analysis, contact Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Alongside Highland Yoder head baseball coach and Dean Yoder. Of course, two wins yesterday, Dean. Of course, 25 runs combined, 23 hits between the two games here. What was working so well for the offense?
I think the guys were really selective at the plate. They made the opposing pitchers throw strikes, and then, once they got it over the plate, we took a bunch of walks as well, but once they got it over the plate, we got a lot of barrels. So just locked in at the plate. I thought the guys did really good.
In a tournament like this, especially 12U, it's always important having a lot of arms here. And you have like 55 guys combined that are able to throw pretty well for you yesterday.
Yeah. We've got 11 guys, and I wouldn't have a problem with putting any of them out there on the mound at some point. So that's the nice thing about having an all-star team. There's a lot of – probably the hardest thing is to figure out who's going to sit on the bench. So that's the tough part. But, yeah. Bunch of good kids, good arms. I can pretty much pick and choose who we need on the mound today, so that's a luxury.
It certainly is a luxury. Now, with that said, it is bracket play today. Of course, you win, you move on, you lose, you're done. So how does that mindset have to change today?
Well, I think more of the same from yesterday. I felt the guys were locked in, but we're not going to score a lot of runs today on these pitchers, so capitalizing on the little things. I think that's what we do well to start with, but we need to focus on that and just keep the guys focused and try to make those little things count. So,
all right, Dean, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Highland Yoder coach, Dean Yoder, on WKLN.
Inside the Dugout has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance of Millersburg.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
National Anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We're underway in this one. Here's the pitch. Going to be a cold strike on the inside corner to Blake Yoder. Highland Yoder is at the plate in the top of the first inning. And Skyler Miller, he singled, but got thrown out trying to steal second base. Then Mike Miller got a single after that. He's the first base with one out. Blake Yoder is at the plate. That pitch is going to be down low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike to Blake Yoder, followed by Wyatt Troyer, Eli Reilly, Owen Miller, Cody Miller, Benson Stolzfus, and then Evan Yoder rounds out the Highland Yoder lineup. Highland Yoder, of course, won 8-6 in the game before this one over the Mid-Ohio Blitz team. That pitch is going to be blasted high and deep to left field. Back near the fence is going to be against the fence. The third base coming in scoring Micah Miller. Blake Yoder to third base. He's ready for coming toward home, and he will score. So we'll be an inside the park home run for Blake Yoder. And just like that, Highland Yoder has taken a 2-0 lead. Well, they come out swinging the bats here in this first inning. They get a Skyler Miller to have a single. They got thrown out trying to steal second, but he did get a hit before that. And then a single followed by a two-run shot by Blake Yoder, the inside the park home run variety. And Highland Yoder has now a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Good way to start it off, and now Wyatt Troyer's at the plate. Highland Yoder had to fight their way from behind through much of the last game. So happy to take the early lead on this one. Wyatt Troyer will have a quick discussion with his head coach. Sure, what's going on here? Actually, maybe the wrong guy was up there. Looks like maybe he was confused as to where he was at in the lineup. So Wyatt Troyer indeed will be up. That wasn't the guy that was up there first. So nobody aboard, one out, 2-0 the Highland Yoder lead. And you know, Wyatt Troyer is at the plate. Winner moves on to the championship game, 2:30 this afternoon. IVL Bennett, they won 13-0 over Highland hometown. IVL Bennett, the two seed out of pool play yesterday in the pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back into 0-1 count to Wyatt Troyer. And the pitch. Down low, gets the turf, ball one. Of course, infield turf here at the Sports Zone Parks in Alliance. Brantley Milton is the one pitching, the right-hander. Now with the throw. In there for a strike, 1-2 the count.
1-2.
Ivy O'Bennett again out of Wadsworth. Here's the pitch. Skips in there for a ball, 2 balls, 2 strikes. First baseman is Ethan Rothamel at second. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball, 3-2 count. Shortstop is Camden Tolan. Full count to Wyatt Troyer. Columbia line the left field. That's a base hit. Troyer rounds first base. He's digging for second, and he'll be there. A one-out double. Wyatt Troyer. All four guys have come to play, have gotten hits to start off this inning. Eli Reilly now at the plate. McCoy along the side with you. Michael Hammond back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Upper half of this 12U bracket as the Golden Gloves taking on the dominant Dominican Tappies in their quarterfinal game. Winner of that game will face the top seed Ohio Valley Vipers at 12:30 today. Here's the pitch. So they have grounder up the middle, going to be in the center field, a base hit. Troyer goes to third base. He'll round third base, comes toward home. No, he'll get back to third. Wise decision, good throw. It'll be a single by Wheatley and goes to second base on the throw. And now runners at second and third. Now all five guys that have come to the plate have gotten hits for Highland Yoder in this inning. Here's Owen Miller at the plate. Second and third, one out. 2-0 lead for Highland Yoder right now. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a grounder in the left field. Base hit. That'll knock in a run. Troyer scores. Really around third base. Coming toward home. Throw to home plate. Going to be close play. Going to be dropped at home, and he will score. 2 RBI single by Owen Miller to advance the second on that throw. 4-0 lead for Highland Yoder. And beating it to down just like that. See what happens here for Ivy O'Bennett. The Highlanders come out swinging the bats in this first inning. Six batters have come to the plate. All six have gotten hits in this inning for Highland Yoder, and they're up 4-0. Cody Miller will be at the plate now. Runner at second, one out still. Cody Miller stands in. Milton, now with the pitch. So it's going to be popped up first base side. It's going to be out of play. 0-1 count. And the pitch. It's going to be a line toward left field. Going to be a base hit. Miller around third base coming toward home. So the home plate will be cut off. And he will slide in safely. Throw to home, going to allow Miller to get to second base. He's going for third. And throw to third base, going to be high. And into the left field, that's going to allow another run to score. A couple of errors on the throw allows Miller to score as well from first base. Bases are clear again. Still just one out. 6-0 lead for Highland Yoder. Everybody's gotten a hit so far, Highland Yoder so far in this inning. Here's Benson Stolzmus. And bases are clear. Milton goes to the pitch. Inside, going to be ball one. And that pitch going to be in there for a called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike to Stolzmus. Nelson's the pitch. It's running a chopper toward third, backhanded. Long throw to first base, going to be in time on the 5-3 put out. Good job by the third baseman. Now there's two away. Evan Yoder will be at the plate. He bats from the right side. 6-0 Highland Yoder were in the top of the first inning. Highland Yoder played their first game on field two. They're over field one now here at the Sportsman Park. Nelson down the pitch. Swung being a grounder toward short. Gloved. Thrown to first base. Going to be in time for the third out. Back to that ground. That's the third. That'll do it for the inning. The Highland Yoder gets 6 runs in the top of the first. And now after a half inning, Highland Yoder 6 and IVL Bennett nothing. This is the Dueling Dugouts 12U Baseball Tournament on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for an in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Looking for more privacy, less glare, and a cleaner look for your home? MRV Siding Supply has the answer with Provia Windows and Doors featuring built-in internal blinds. Enjoy privacy when you want, protection from the sun when you need it, and no dusty cords or tangled blinds to worry about. Plus, they're backed by a 10-year warranty for added peace of mind. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or visit MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Already here in the bottom of the first, here's the pitch. Going to be down low for ball two. 2-0 count now to Nolan Bennett. That's for the left side, wearing number 5. He's the center fielder. 6-0 lead, though, for Highland Yoder in the bottom of the first inning. Blake Yoder, the pitcher. That pitch is going to be a bit high for ball three. 3-0 count. Blake Yoder, 5 innings on the summer, 2-0 record. Allowing 3 runs, 3 earned, 6 hits allowed. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. Striking out 6, walking nobody, hitting the batter. 3-1 count now to Nolan Bennett. And the pitch. That's in there. Back-to-back strikes. Full count now to Bennett. 6-0, bottom of the first inning from Alliance. Here's the payoff. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. After a 3-0 count, he came back to get him. 3 straight strikes, and there's now 1 away. 1 out, nobody aboard for IVL Bennett. Down 6-0 in the bottom of the first. Here's Braden Scott. That's from the right side, wearing number 38. He's the catcher. Here's the pitch. It'll be a line to right field. It's going to be a sunny grab. Nice catch out there to right. There's now a 1-0. Good defense for Highland Yoder. There are 2 outs, nobody aboard for Brantley Milton. Milton, of course, the pitcher, bats from the right side wearing number 8. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer back to the mound. Nice glove by Blake Yoder. Throws the first base in time. Out number three, and it goes 1-2-3 for IVL Bennett in the bottom of the first. Through one, Highland Yoder 6, IVL Bennett nothing. This is the Dueling Dugouts 12U Baseball Tournament on WKLM.
I just heard a steer tell a chicken, you're toast.
That's because they're both headed to the grill for Brody's IGA.
This week, get 80% lean family pack fresh ground chuck for just $5.48 a pound. Certified Angus beef T-bone steaks for $14.98 a pound. And Gerber's boneless chicken breast or tenders, $5.28 a pound.
Plus grill steak ground chuck patties, porterhouse steaks, pork shoulder roast, western style pork ribs, and certified Angus beef top round roast, all at sizzling prices.
Fire up the grill and head to Brody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. These deals end Sunday.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center. We are still accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year from incoming high school juniors and seniors. Pick from our over 30 career technical labs to obtain the skills you need to succeed in an in-demand career field. Popular options include computer-aided design, masonry, outdoor power, precision machining, and culinary arts. Don't delay and apply online today at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
All ready for inning number two, 6-0 lead for Highland Yoder. We have to wait for them. Will be Skyler Miller to start things off. Highland scoring six runs on seven hits in that first inning, and they batted everybody in their lineup, so they'll start over again here in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Hits the turf for ball one. And the pitch, and it'll be high for a ball. Two O counts. And the pitch. Here going to be down low. Ball three. Three O count. Skyler Miller. And now the pitch. Down low. That'll be ball four. Walks him on four pitches. He'll take his base. The leadoff batter aboard. Now, Micah Miller at the plate. He singled and scored in the first inning. First, Skyler Miller got the single in the first. Yes, they're now trying to steal second to see if he tries that here. With Milton, now the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. The pitch runner going. So the second base going to be close play again. He'll be safe this time. And staying aggressive. Good throw again by the catcher, but he'll be in there for the stolen base. And the pitch. In there for a strike. Runner going to throw made. Easy stolen base, Skyler Miller. So he's already over at third base. Nobody out. And the pitch. It's going to be a line shot deep left field. It's going to be over the head of the left fielder. Rolls to the fence. Scoring is Skyler Miller. Micah Miller to second. Now goes to third, and he'll be there standing up with the RBI triple. Micah Miller, 7-0 Highland Yoder. And that's going to be a pitching change now for the IVL Bennett team. Highland Yoder up 7-0 in the second. Back after this on WKLM.
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
At Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Pitching change made. It'll be right-hander Ian Whitaker now replacing Brantley Milton on the mound. And Highland a 7-0 lead. And a runner at third base with nobody out. Blake Yoder's at the plate. Hit an inside the park home run and knocked in a run also in that first inning. Here's the pitch. That'll be high, ball one, 1-0 count. It's the second home run of the summer for Blake Yoder for this Highland Yoder team. Here's the pitch. Well, the grounder up the middle in the center field base hit that'll knock in Micah Miller. The second hit today for Blake Yoder makes it 8-0 Highland Yoder lead. RBI single knocking in Micah Miller. Wyatt Troyer at the plate, doubled and scored in the first. And the pitch. A strike. Runner going through the second base post play. Going to be Matt in time. Catcher with a very good arm behind home plate. But you'll see he's safe on the stolen base. Normally kind of an automatic to get a stolen base once you get on base in this league with the being able to lead off at a big close place. That pitch going to be in there for a strike. And the pitch. High can be a ball in F row to Wyatt Troyer. It is the 1-2 count. And the pitch. That'll hit him. So he'll take his base. Okay. Hosty pitch didn't break in. And now two runners aboard. First and second, still nobody out. 8-0 Highland. Eli Reilly, who singled in the first, he's at the plate. Here's the pitch. That's outside, ball one. Highland batting nine guys in this game. Again, he batted all nine in that first inning. Here's the 1-0. That's a cold strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Whitaker. Now with the pitch. Columbia popped up first base side, foul and out of play. 1-2 the count. Blake Yoder was trying to steal third on that pitch. We'll hit and run on, but he'll have to go back to second. Whitaker trying to get it out here for his team in the second. In the pitch. So it'll be a high fly ball hit deep to left center field. It's going to be over the head. And the left fielder rolls to the fence. Blake Gooder will come in and score by him. Wyatt Troyer is at third base. He will hold. And that'll be an RBI double for Eli Reilly. Three more runs have scored. And now a 9-0 Highland Yoder lead. And runners at second and third, still nobody out. Owen Miller's at the plate. A two RBI single and scored a run in that first inning. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball one. Those Highland Yoder team, they've woken up since that early morning game, and they got the bats going here in the second game of the day. The pitch could be swung on the line to right field. Be caught, though, before it got there by the first baseman. That'll be out number one. Good job. It kind of looked like it was going to clear his glove, but it kind of died there at the end. And good reaction by a first base to make that catch. Here's Dale, one out. Cody Miller at the plate had an RBI single and scored a run in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 count. Eli Reilly's at second. Wyatt Troyer's at third base, one out. And three runs have scored in the second. And Whitaker now the pitch. Nice curveball to be a cold strike on the outside corner. 1-1 count. Sure. I get on the same pace with the catcher, but I think if you're a IVL Bennett, you'd like to see a few more of those. Trying to find some way to keep this Highland team off balance. That has not been the case so far. They've been locked in. Again, the winner of this game will move on to the championship game at 2:30 this afternoon at the Sports Zone Park. It'll be against either the top seed Ohio Valley Vipers or the winner of that Golden Gloves Dominican Pappies game. Winner of that game will face on the Vipers at 12:30 today. Discussion over. Now we're ready to go. Here's the pitch. The curveball, another strike on the inside corner. 1-2 the count.
Got it, Tom. 1-2!
Here's the pitch. Can be just high on the fastball. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Good take by Cody Miller. Whitaker down the throw. Going to be swung on the line down to the right side. Another good curveball by Whitaker. Good job, really, by Miller just to get a piece of that. Stays at 2-2. Whitaker now the pitch. It'll be just a bit high on the curveball. Didn't break quite enough. Goes to a full count. Good job mixing it in, though. You're not going to slip blue fastballs by this Highland team. We've seen that already. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on the down back. And the count stays full. This is an IVL Bennett team that's played a lot of games this summer already. 42-21. And 3-0 so far in this tournament. And the payoff again. So it'll be lined down on the right field line out of play. Good at bat, Cody Miller. He's fought off some really tough pitches by Whitaker. Whitaker now the pitch. It'll be outside ball four. That'll walk him. Great at bat by Cody Miller. And now bases are loaded, one out. Benson Stolzfus at the plate, grounded out the third in this first at bat. Whitaker now the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. If you're Whitaker, you got to keep on mixing his pitches in. Good job mixing that curveball in the last at bat. Here's the pitch. To the curveball, another nice one in there for a strike. 0-2 count to Stolzfus. Miller's at first. Reilly's at second. Troyer's at third base. There's one out. And the pitch. Going to be down low and away for a ball. 1-2 the count.
1-2.
6 runs for Highland in the first. They've scored 3 so far in the second. 9-0 advantage. Here's the 1-2. It's going to be a shot foul off home plate. Another nice curveball by Whitaker, but somehow Stolzfus got a piece of it. You like Whitaker's approach pitching-wise these last two batters facing Highland, even though it did result in the walk with Miller. Stolzfus back into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Going to be just a bit high with the, for the curve there, but didn't quite break it up. Goes the 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball toward right field. It's going to be caught by the second baseman. Good job by him. He'll fire it to home plate quickly. They'll keep everybody at bay. Good defensive play there. It's now 2 down. Evan Yoder's at the plate. Grounded out the third in his first at bat. So again, Highland sends on 9 batters to the plate for a second consecutive inning. Base is still loaded and now 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to be strike one. Whitaker look at second. And the pitch. Swing and a miss with a curveball. Strike two. Back-to-back curves. 0-2 count to Yoder. Whitaker, now the pitch. So we have a line, the center field base hit. Scoring it is Wyatt Troyer. Eli Reilly around third base. He'll hold, good throw, the home plate. And they're going to throw a run around over at first base, get him in a rundown. So the home plate going to be, close play going to be not in time. Going to score anyway. Kind of out of sorts there. This Yoder got too far off first base. They try to get him in a rundown, but that allowed Really, to break from third to home. They had to throw it to home quickly, trying to make a tag, and they couldn't do it, so it works out to Highland's favor. So 2 more runs score out of that, and Highland's still going. Now runners at second and third. The pitch going to be high for a ball. Highland bats around. They'll get back to the top of the order here in the second inning. Nothing Highland. Here's a 1-0. The Skyler Miller in there for a strike through to third base. Close play, but back there on the dive is Cody Miller. 1-1 count. Nope. 11-0 Highland lead. Whitaker the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer towards second. That'll be glove. So the first base in time. That'll be out number 3. Another big inning though for Highland. 5 more runs scored. They lead 11-0. After 1.5. This is the Julie Nughouse 12U Baseball Tournament on WKLM.
Denko Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denko takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denko and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Already for the bottom of the second, 11-0 Highland Yoder with the lead. That pitch outside for ball one to Ethan Rothamel, the 4, 5, and 6 batters at the plate for IVL Bennett. Here's the pitch. Columbia bouncer down the third base side. Could be trouble. Glove by Blake Yoder. Fires the first base. Going to be in time for the out. Well, he made that look easy, but that wasn't. So Schaffer down the third baseline and threw it across his body. But he made the play to the plate. Yoder, there's now one away. Camden Poland, that's the play. You'll see it in the shortstop. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Blake Yoder throwing that one hard on the fastball. Popped in there for a 0-1 count. One down, nobody aboard in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Swing and he fouled away. Oh, into the count. Highland won 8-6 over the Mid-Ohio Blitz in the quarterfinal game. IVL Bennett won 13-0 over Highland Hometown to get to this semifinal game. It's been all Highland Yoder in this one. Here's the pitch. Pass was in there for ball one. IVL Bennett was the 2 seed for bracket play. Highland Yoder the 3 seed. But Highland Yoder's up 11-0 so far in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Outside ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, Golden Gloves taking on Dominican Pappies right now. The winner of that game will face the top seed Ohio Valley Vipers, and that's the semifinal game at 12:30. The pitch. High into the backstop. That one got away from him. Now a full count. And the championship game today will be at 2:30. Winner of this game will move on to that championship game. Here's the payoff. Going to be a cold strike three on the outside corner. Second strikeout thrown by Blake Yoder. Now 2 outs, nobody aboard. Blake Yoder's retired the first 5 batters he's faced in this game. Preston Miller is at the plate. Back for the right side, wearing number 14. The pitch. High for a ball. 1-0 count. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the pitch. Swung to be fouled to the backstop. 1-2 the count.
1-2.
Blake Yoder, good speed. And right now, IVL Bennett having trouble catching up here. And the pitch bounces in there for a ball, 2 balls, 2 strikes. two outs, nobody aboard. And the pitch. The called strike three on the inside corner. Back-to-back games to end the inning. Third strikeout, though, by Blake Yoder. Now, for a second straight inning, IVL Bennett will go down in order here on the second. 3-2, Highland Yoder 11, IVL Bennett nothing. This is the Dueling Dugouts 12U Baseball Tournament on WKLN.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Top of the third inning, it's a 11-0 lead for Highland Yoder. And Highland offense, they've been red hot here throughout this game. At the plate now going to be Micah Miller, the number two batter in the order, followed by Blake Yoder, then Wyatt Troyer. Micah Miller, two for two with a triple, an RBI, and two runs scored. So Micah Miller now at the plate. And the wide of the pitch could be a fastball just a bit high for a ball. Here's the second offering. In there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Brantley Milton now on the mound. Replacing Ian Whitaker. Here's the pitch. Curveball there for a strike. One and two the count. Preston Miller is the one that pitched the first inning, followed by Ian Whitaker, now Brantley Milton. Here's the pitch. Curveball going to be a bit inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Micah Miller in the batter's box for Highland. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer toward third. Going to be a hit down the third baseline in the left field. Miller around first base. He's going for second. He'll be there for the leadoff double. Nice curveball, but he stayed back on him. He hit right down the line. So leadoff batter aboard now for the third consecutive inning for Highland. Here's Blake Yoder, who's two for two with the inside the bar Kramer, a single, and also three RBIs. He scored twice. Runner second, nobody out. 11-0 Highland. Milton down the pitch. It's going to be a line in deep center field. That's going to be in there for a hit. Rolls to the fence. Scoring, that's going to be Micah Miller. Blake Yoder in the second. He'll go for three. And around third base, he's going to go for home plate? No. He'll go back to third for a nice strong throw. And then it'll be an RBI triple, Blake Yoder, 12-0 Highland. Wyatt Troyer now at the plate. He's one for one, has been hit by a pitch, a double, and has scored twice. Chris Schlabel, at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss to the curveball, strike one. The pitch, swing and a miss, nice curveball there, strike two, 0-2 count now to Chris Schlabel. Here's the pitch. Swung and fouled to the backstop on that swing. Stays at 0-2. 12-0 Highland. We're in the top of the third. Milton down the pitch. That's outside. Ball one. 1-2 the count.
1-2.
Nelson in the throw. That'd be high. Makes the ball two. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty curveball that time for strike three. So one away in the inning. Eli really will be at the plate. Really, two for two with a double, an RBI, and two runs scored. Here's the pitch. Nice pitch on the curveball, swing and a miss for strike one. But Milton's starting to find that curveball here. Trying to find something a little different here to keep these Highland hitters off balance. Here's the pitch. So we're going to be a fly ball. Fairly deep right field, going back into the making the grab. Tagging from third, coming in and scoring, going to be Blake Yoder, though. Maybe a sacrifice fly to right in RBI. 13-0 Highland. Bases are clear now, two outs. Highland up 13-0. Here's Owen Miller at the plate. One for two with that two RBI single he got in the first. He scored a run. That'll be a curveball there for a strike. 0-1 count. Ducked out of the way of that one. A nice break by Milton on the throw. Here's the 0-1. And the curveball, another strike. 0-2 count. And the pitch. That'll be down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. High inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Miller. Two outs, nobody aboard. Two more runs have scored for Highland Yoder in the third. Highland Yoder scoring six runs in the first, five in the second. And now two in the third inning. Here's the pitch. It'll be a cold strike three on the fastball. That'll do it for the inning. Second strike up there by Milton, and Highland scores two more times in the third. Now through two and a half, Highland a 13-0 lead over Ivy Albeta. This is the Gully Dugouts 12U Baseball Tournament on WKLM.
Looking for the ultimate outdoor living upgrade? Discover revolutionary water-shedding composite decking with Duxback Deck at MRV Siding Supply. Duxback's unique no-drop-through designs creates a beautiful deck floor and waterproof ceiling underneath, all in one. Built to handle whatever Mother Nature brings. Available in 11 stunning colors. Get your Duxback Deck today at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or visit MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Ho, ho, ho. It's July.
Exactly. Santa traded his sleigh for a fishing boat because it's Christmas in July at Rody's IGA.
Reel in these deals. Fresh Atlantic salmon fillets, just $9.98 a pound. Snow crab clusters, only $11.98. And 26 to 30 count Southern Seas raw shrimp, just $6.98.
Plus frozen cooked crawfish, tuna skewers, and 4-ounce lobster tails, because nothing says Christmas like seafood.
Catch these savings before they swim away. Christmas in July, now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The future of your heavy equipment or truck driving career begins at Buckeye Career Center. Our adult education heavy equipment CDLA students learn to operate several pieces of equipment while also earning a Class A operator's license. And remember, we offer CDLA and B training at the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center. Learn more about any of our adult education offerings, financial aid opportunities, and more by visiting us online at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Bottom of the third inning, 13-0 lead for Highland Yoder. They pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 count to Ian Whitaker. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss with a high heat for strike two. And now an 0-2 count. I should say that Lucas James at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss. Nasty curveball. Strike three. So Lucas James will strike out swinging, and there's now one away. Blake Yoder remains on the mound for Island. And now Ian Whitaker is at the plate. Batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a chopper down the third base side. It's going to be a foul ball. Most likely he's on if that stays fair, but it'll bounce foul and have an 0-1 count. Blake Yoder, he's retired the first seven batters he's faced in the ballgame. All Highland this one up 13-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Blake Yoder now the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. Holds a swing, 0-2 count. And the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. That'll be check swing, but he went too far. Strike three. Either way, a nasty curve third by Blake Yoder. It's back-to-back K's to begin the inning. Strikeout number five now thrown by Blake Yoder. Two down, nobody aboard. Here's Vinny Zimmerman. That's for the left side. Here's the pitch. Inside, bounces to the backstop, ball one. Now Blake Yoder's retired the first eight batters he's faced. And the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball. Shallow right field. Going to be in there for a bloop signal. That'll be the first base runner today for IVL Bennett here in this game. Blake Yoder had the perfect game going before that one. But old bloop in there for a single. Good hit by Zimmerman. Now runner at first base, two outs. Colin Sparks is at the plate. That's for the right side. The pitch. Swampy, a fly ball toward shallow center. Making the grab out there in center field to be the third out. IVL Bennett, no runs scored here in the bottom of the third through three. Actually, that'll do it. Excuse me. Now the mercy rule will be into effect, and Highland Yoder is going to get this victory by the final score of 13-0 there for the IVL Bennett team. And at a Wadsworth, and Highland Yoder will indeed advance on to the championship game at 2:30 today here at the Sports Zone Park in Alliance. So Highland Yoder wins it in the semifinals, 13-0. We'll take a break. Come back with the post-game show next on WKLM.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
At Holmes Main Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
It is the final in the 12U semifinals for the Dooley Dugouts 12U baseball tournament from the Sports Zone Park in Alliance. Highland Yonder wins it in convincing fashion 13-0 by bursting in three innings over the IVL Bennett team out of Wadsworth. Highland scored six runs in the first, five in the second, two runs in the third, and that would be it. And Highland wins it 13-0, also behind the one-hitter thrown by Blake Yoder in the game. Highland Yoder, 13 runs on 13 hits, no errors, one left on base. And for Highland offensively, Micah Mello, 3-for-3 with a triple and a double. An RBI, he scored three times. Blake Yoder went 3-for-3, hit a home run, inside the park home run, and a triple, and a combined four RBIs for the game. He scored three times as well. Wyatt Troyer went 1-for-1 with a double, hit by a pitch, he scored two times. Eli Reilly went 2-for-2 at the plate with a double. He had two RBIs. He would score two times as well for the Highland Yoder offense. For IVL Bennett, they had no runs with just one hit. Blake Yoder had a perfect game going into that third inning and got the first two outs retired in the third, but then finally Vinny Zimmerman had the lone hit of the game for IVL Bennett. That would be it. So just one hitter thrown by Blake Yoder in the contest. So no runs, one hit, two errors, one left on base for IVL Bennett. Blake Yoder got the win, as I mentioned. Three innings allowed, no runs allowed, just one hit, struck out of five. He walked nobody. And Blake Yoder now 3-0 on the mound for the summer for this Highland Yoder team. And for IVL Bennett, pitching-wise, Preston Miller through the first inning allowed eight runs, eight earned, eight hits, struck out nobody, walked one. Ian Whitaker through an inning of relief, he allowed three runs, three earned, three hits, struck out nobody, walked one, and hit a batter. Brantley Milton through one inning of relief, he allowed two runs, two earned, two hits for that, he struck out two, and he walked nobody. Highland Yoder with the win. They'll go to 12-1 now in the summer, 4-0 in this tournament, and they'll advance on to the championship game at 2:30, and they'll take on either the top seed Ohio Valley Vipers or the winner of that Golden Gloves Dominican Pappies team. It'll be at 2:30 in Field 2 at the Sportsman Park in Alliance. We'll have that game for you on WKLM Airtime about 2 o'clock for that. That'll wrap things up for now here from Elias. I'm Matt Coy. Special thanks to Michael Hanlon back at WKLM Sports Central. Again, the final score in the semifinal from the 12U baseball tournament, the Doolin Dugouts tournament here from Elias. Highland wins it by the score of 13-0 over IBL Bennett. So long, everybody.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.